Can the souls in purgatory pray for us? You bet they can. But don't take my word for it. I will give you plenty of evidence from a reputable source. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now that people even question this always kind of blows my mind, because I'm so immersed in this world and I see their intercession for me all the time for all types of things. But some will argue that the souls in purgatory cannot and do not pray neither for themselves, which we know to be true, nor for us. Now, what I have concluded is always a little bit of the Catholic both and, that to the degree that the soul in purgatory is purified, the greater their intercessory power. Therefore, there may be some that are so enmeshed in the rust of the sin that they have not purified in this life that their intercessory power is decreased. But let me present to you the following evidence. This is chapter 50 in the Tan Books, Purgatory by Father F.X. Schaup. An amazing book, tons of resources. Would have loved to have met that priest. Let's get right into it. We have just spoken of the gratitude of the holy souls. This they sometimes manifest, as we have seen, in a clearly visible manner, but most frequently they exercise it invisibly by their prayers. The souls pray for us not only when after their deliverance they are with God in heaven, but even in their place of exile and in the midst of their sufferings. Although they cannot pray for themselves, yet by their supplications they obtain great grace for us. Such is the express doctrine of two eminent theologians, Bellarmine and Suarez. These souls are holy, says Suarez, and dear to God. Charity urges them to love us, and they know, at least in a general way, to what dangers we are exposed and what we need we have of the divine assistance. Why then would they not pray for their benefactors? Why? But it will be answered, because they know them not. In that dismal abode in the midst of their torments, how can they know who are those that are assist them by their suffrages? To this objection it may be replied, the soul feel at least the alleviation which they receive and the assistance which is given them. This suffices, even though they should be ignorant of the source whence it came, to call down the benedictions of heaven upon their benefactors, whosoever they may be, and who are known to God. But in reality, do they not know from whom they receive assistance in their sufferings? Their ignorance of this is nowise proved, and we have strong reason to believe that no such ignorance exists. Would their guardian angel, who dwells there with them, to give them all the consolation in his power, deprive them of this consoling knowledge? Is this knowledge not conformable to the doctrine of the communion of saints? Would the intercourse which exists between us and the church suffering not be more perfect for its being reciprocal, and that the souls know their benefactors better? This doctrine is confirmed by a great number of particular revelations and by the practice of several holy persons. We have already said that St. Bridget, in one of her ecstasies, heard several souls cry aloud, Lord God all-powerful, reward 100-fold those who assist us by their prayers and who offer to you their good works in order that we may enjoy the light of your divinity. We read in the life of St. Catherine of Bologna that she had a most tender devotion toward the holy souls in purgatory, that she prayed for them very frequently and with the greatest fervor, that she recommended herself to them with the greatest confidence in her spiritual necessities, and advised others to do the same, saying, when I wish to obtain any favor from our Father in heaven, I have recourse to the souls that are detained in purgatory. I entreat them to present my request to the Divine Majesty in their own name, and I feel that I am heard through their intercession. A holy priest of our own day, the cause of whose beatification has been commenced in Rome, Venerable Vianney, Cure of Ars, said to an ecclesiastic who consulted him, oh, if it were but known how great is the power of the good souls of purgatory with the heart of God, and if we knew all the graces we can obtain through their intercession, they would not be so much forgotten. We must, therefore, pray much for them that they may pray much for us. These last words of Venerable Vianney indicate the true manner of having recourse for the souls in purgatory. We must assist them to obtain their prayers and the effects of their gratitude in return. We must pray much for them that they may pray much for us. There is no question here of invoking them as we invoke the saints in heaven. Such is not the spirit of the church, which before our else prays for the departed and assists them by her suffrages. But it is nowise contrary to the spirit of the church, nor to Christian piety, to procure relief for their souls with the intention of obtaining in return, through the assistance of their prayers, the favors which we desire. Thus, it is a laudable and pious act to offer a mass for the departed when we are in need of any particular grace. If, when the holy souls are still in their sufferings, their prayers are so powerful, we may easily conceive that they will be much more efficacious when being entirely purified. These souls stand before the throne of God. Some thoughts. Now, that's an old book because he was speaking about Saint John Vianney. He was the one that quoted that. If only we knew how powerful their intercession is, how much we would pray for them. That alone my channel can stand on. How much prayers I've received from them. And this is a way that we should recommend to other people to encourage them to pray for the souls in purgatory. Do you need help? Do you need a healing? Do you need a job? Do you need help in your finances? Are your children giving you trouble? Whatever are your needs, run to them and ask for their prayers, giving yours in return. In this way, we have this beautiful relationship that is being established where they help us and we greatly help them. And other places where I've read, they say that because they are suffering so much, because of the intensity of the situation in which they are in, that God hears them in a particular way. He is moved perhaps more by their prayers, not because of their state of holiness, because clearly the saints, and for instance, the Blessed Mother, are in a holier state, but because of their intense suffering, that God, in his compassion, sees this, and he lets his heart be moved by them. If you don't believe me, believe what you heard. And if you don't want to believe that, put it to the test. Ask the souls in purgatory for some particular grace, for something that you need. Ask them right now, and let's see if they fail you. I will see you in the next one.